Hi, folks. I'm Jelaine Fenner with Tom Azure, Strong Tower Radios, and we are on location, Tom.
Yes, this is the first time you've ever been on location with me.
It is, but it's not the first time that we have talked to one of our guests that are here.
That's true. Mary Campbell, she's with Healing Private Wounds. What a wonderful organization started by Shirley Peterson, and they have wonderful stories to tell. And this is one of the entities that they contract or do for the community, and we're going to learn about how it works here in the Cadillac area, but it's literally available statewide.
And also is Jen Lutke, and she is the parent educator for Healing Roots program, which has only been part of Healing Private Wounds for 2 years. So we are so thankful for Healing Private Wounds. Thank you, Mary. You're the director now.
Yes, thank you.
Okay.
Yeah, thank you for having us.
Okay. And Jen, we're going to learn more about you and how you got involved in this. But first, Tom, why don't we have a word of prayer?
Absolutely. Our Father in heaven, you're all about healing. And healing is a wonderful thing. It's getting better and feeling better. And it's a spiritual aspect. It's also a physical aspect. We are so excited to present healing roots to this community and the variation or the under different names to all communities across our listening area. Lord, be with us and be with our listeners that they can learn and they can engage and to be all that God has intended them to be. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Amen. So, Mary, first let's talk a little, just briefly about the Healing Private Wounds and what is it and how long they've been around.
All right. So Healing Private Wounds has been an official nonprofit since 2010. And as Tom mentioned, Shirley Peterson, it was because of her own personal story, her healing journey, recovery from sexual abuse, that she began this program. And when she did, it was just amazing how many people came out and said that they needed help too. And so we offer groups, recovery groups. We offer various life skills groups. We have free counseling. Everything we do is free counseling. We have school outreach where we go out and tell children how to keep their bodies safe. And then just 2 years ago, we decided to expand our services and added the Healing Roots early childhood program to what we do because we believe it fits so well with being able to prevent child abuse from happening in the first place.
And I want to bring the attention that in our archives on Strong Tower Radio, str.fm or strongtowerradio.org, we have the story of Shirley Peterson in our previous interviews. You will want to hear that particular program. But we're talking about this Healing Roots program, and I am really excited as we've done this pre-show analysis and preparation. We've learned so much, and we have so much more to learn, Jelaine.
Yes, we do. And as I said, I introduced you, Jen, that you're the parent educator for the Healing Roots program. Tell us a little bit about you, how you got involved with this program.
Yes, so when I decided to go into human services field, I wanted to work in the child protection area. Child welfare was my passion. And after working in that field for a couple years, I learned of home visiting, which just made me fall in love with the prevention that it can provide for families. It can prevent CPS involvement from even happening and just help them grow to be strong, healthy families. And that was just way more appealing to me.
Healing Roots, and what comes to mind is like a plant and watching it grow, nurturing it and to be its full potential. Is that what you do?
Yes, sir. We actually chose that in a very meaningful manner because most of the struggles of parenthood can really come from the way that we were parented and the way that our parents were parented. So it truly is the roots that we are going to be healing, that we are rejuvenating.
Well, because, like you said, you know, the home we grow up in, that's all we know.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And I say this a lot, and Tom knows this, I've talked about this, about, you know, dysfunction. Everybody, I believe, has a little bit of dysfunction themselves, and then every family has some kind of dysfunction. We're all different. Mm-hmm. And so we need to learn new ways to cope with problems we've had, or, you know, and when it comes to kids, they don't know, just only have learned the way they grew up or what was in their home. And they might think that's the only way, and it's the right way. Mm-hmm. But sometimes it might be the wrong thing to know about.
And I think, help us out with this, Jen, but it's such a positive thing. Everything is up. When you come into the situation, everything improves. It is a positive experience, an opportunity that maybe they've never had before. Tell us more.
Like, okay, what are some of the services you provide?
Yes, so we provide home visiting services. We go out into the homes and we cover developmental topic areas for child development. We support the family well-being as a whole, and we provide fun parent-child activities to just help support the parent-child relationship.
So then what are some of the questions, you know, prospective clients might have?
They want to know how much things cost, you know, what can qualify them. A lot of people are really concerned that they have to have a spotless home. It's just not the case. A normal family home has a laundry basket on the couch, has a shoe pile by the door, has dishes in the sink. So we're not concerned about any of that, but that can be an area of concern for a potential client.
So you used the word development. What does the word development mean to you?
So a huge chunk of a person's development in general happens by the time they turn 3. So this is us learning how to interact with other people, speak, move, walk, crawl, feed ourselves, take care of ourselves in a hygienic manner. All of the things, and they all happen in those first 3 years of life.
And you need to be there. You can be there to help a parent or a grandparent walk through that process successfully.
Yes, that's correct. Any guardian that is taking care of a child. So they can be a guardian, a parent, grandparent, foster parent. We can work with all of them.
So, but this, the healing roots is for a certain age group, correct?
Yes, that's correct. We serve families with a prenatal child up through kindergarten enrollment. So they don't have to start at a prenatal level, but that's when we can start visiting with them.
So then another question, how do you get referrals?
Well, we get referrals from community agencies, schools, friends, people that are in the program have a tendency to refer their friends because they enjoy it so much. And then we do get a small amount of referrals from the Children's Protection Services.
So what I'm hearing is somebody had a good experience and they say, you too would like mm-hmm. to have this experience. They really helped me.
Yeah.
And you might want this too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I just wanted to point out that the model that we follow here in Wexford, Misaukee, and parts of Osceola County is Parents as Teachers. And Parents as Teachers serves any family with a child prenatal through kindergarten enrollment. Some of the other home visiting models don't go all the way up until age 5, and I do have a list of other home visiting models, which I'm sure will Tom will make sure that he gets that information out to everyone.
So is this a website people can go to?
Yes. Yep, it sure is. A good place to go find home visiting programs in your area is mihomevisiting.com.
And so, because that's what, Jen, you're doing. You're going into the homes to, you know, visit with them and educate
That's correct.
Not the whole family. I mean,
the whole family.
Okay. Not just the parents or the guardian or what, but even helping the children.
Yes, ma'am. The whole family. It's important to cover everybody.
You know, would the title of you're like a consultant to the parents. You're a resource to them. They see the world. They see a part of the world. And you hope you pull back the curtains and provide more resources. You can. Parenting is tough. Do you agree?
Oh, parenting is the hardest job on earth.
Because we've never had any school classes, education. Nobody's taught us how to be a parent.
And so you're literally helping them out. Share with them multiple things that you can do that a parent may not see. You have, it can put them in touch if they don't have enough diapers, if they can't get to a certain, they don't have transportation. There's a number of resources that you can direct them. I've been there, done that, helped other people. I can help you too.
Jen is the parenting manual that we all wished we had.
So how do we duplicate her?
Yeah.
Oh. Yeah. So you, I just, there was a television show back there. Was it Super Nanny or something like that?
Yeah.
So you're kind of like the super nanny?
I don't know if I'd use the word super, but sure. Yeah.
You're a friend of the family.
Absolutely, absolutely. I'm there to walk that journey with them.
Tell us about this one family that you've worked with for a long time with multiple children. It's a wonderful case study that we our listeners would enjoy.
When I very first started home visiting here in this county, I met a young family with multiple young children under the age of five. They were a little on the overwhelmed side. They were figuring things out and starting their family. So I had the pleasure and privilege of meeting them and going into their homes. And yeah, I've been over there for about 7-8 years now. They had another child that allowed me to continue visiting with them. And yeah, I miss Jen. I'm part of the gang.
And you shared with us that when you come to the door, the kids just erupt in excitement, and it's like visiting
it's so
a
cool.
long lost relative.
It's so cool. They make me feel like a rock star. They dance around, and it's great.
So, what is a typical first visit for you?
Well, a typical first visit is when we get to meet each other. We're going to build rapport. We're going to learn about each other and you know, what brings us together. You know, and there's truly just a lot of paperwork. I actually tell people it's the most boring visit we'll ever have, other than the fact that we get to learn about each other. But once we get all the black and white paperwork out of the way, then we get to just jump in and have fun.
Let me explain to us what you do in the household. I'm just imagining that if the house needs some structure, maybe they have trouble processing their laundry, and maybe you say, well, if you do it this way or such, is it something that simple of helping make, and maybe it's how you store your food or
anything.
Literally anything, yeah.
Whatever the family identifies as a goal.
Yep.
You know, I remember being in a household that was a wonderful friend of our family, but when you came into the house, it needed improvement. And I personally, as a child, felt uncomfortable in that home, but I could just envision Jen coming in there and said, well, you know, we could do some things and life would be a lot better here. You know, we do this and we do this, and then all of a sudden order and functionality improves.
Yeah, and the important thing to really remember is there's no judgment on my part. I go in, the fact is that we may not have been raised with routines, house cleaning schedules, or even maybe chores. And so just learning how to time that out really can make a huge difference.
I know that I know somebody that she was young, her mother had been sick. Anyways, And grandma came in and was like, well, how come you're not, you know, she's, you know, like 6, 7. Why aren't you doing this? Nobody showed her. She didn't know because her mother had been so sick all of her life, mm-hmm. you know, the child's life. And she didn't know how to do stuff. Mm-hmm. And then I have a friend one time, she was watching me cook at my house. I'd invited her over and I was cooking. And as I'm cooking, I'm, you know, use something, I put it right back. And I'm just, and she's like, wow. Because she says, when I get done, I've got a mess. I got everything's open. It's just all sitting around. And she's like, I really like that. So that's like something you're helping them do, showing them a way maybe to do something in a better way than they were knowing how to do it.
Sure, absolutely. I mean, you don't know until you know.
You know, Jelaine, we did a program on, I'm kind of a little bit of messy, and I'm trying to be less of a messy. And my office, I had this person come in, and her husband, and they spent 8 hours in my office, times three, so that's 24 hours, and we took out about over 100 pounds of paper. And I have, it was such a relief to have that relief, and my office has never been, going on 3 years now.
And we all know people like that. They're, like what you said, messy. I mean, just, and it's hard sometimes to throw away stuff. And I know sometimes, you know, there's a show about hoarders. I mean, but when you're organized, life is so much easier.
Mm-hmm. And where I was going with that is that, Jen, you're that person that helps them. That is a wonderful, I felt like writing her a letter and just the lady who did this in the last week and say, I'm still benefiting, and that was 3 years ago. That's the quality of life. You're there to help.
Yeah, and she planted a seed in you to create good, healthy habits, right?
And it sets a new standard for me.
Mm-hmm.
I have a framework in order to organize my life,
mm-hmm.
and
mm-hmm.
that's what you do for these people.
That is part of it, yes.
So how do the home visits change or progress over time?
Well, you start seeing growth in what they're trying to do. So every time somebody hits a goal, they automatically start feeling better about themselves. They start feeling more confident about their parenting abilities, and their self-esteem goes up, right? So you can watch that grow, and that's what changes over time. You can see the family grow together. You can see them start doing family activities they may never have done together, or you see them doing carving out time for books. So you can watch that, and it's a slow growth, but it's amazing.
So let's talk about, like, who's eligible. I mean, you know, is because some of us you know have a typical thought of, like, people that are having struggles with life,
mm-hmm.
but it's not typical. So explain who's eligible.
Yeah, so for my particular program, if you are the primary caregiver of a child aged prenatal through kindergarten enrollment and you live in the Wexford-Mizaki ISD school area, you qualify. We don't have income requirements. It's really open for anybody that wants support.
So we're not just talking about maybe a single mother who is probably, you know, has less income. I mean, this can be professionals that are working and, you know, they have income.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
And so how to try to help our listeners out there, because there could be some listeners that are struggling, you know, and sometimes we have children that just drive us crazy and we don't know how to handle them.
Mm-hmm.
And that's something you can help these parents with.
Yes. Behaviors are loud and proud sometimes, and we're definitely there to help with that.
I like that, loud and proud.
I'd like to focus on, too, like, one of the biggest outcomes that we focus on is child development. And so every visit, Jen is checking in with the family on their child's development. She goes by the milestones, the CDC milestones.
Mm-hmm.
And we also do early childhood screenings, which will tell us if there's early detection of a potential problem.
Now, what do you mean by early childhood screenings?
Want to go ahead and explain what you use?
Sure. So we use the Ages and Stages questionnaire. It's commonly called the ASQ. And that is a parent-led screening for the kiddos that we see. Parents are going to see a lot more development than we do in home visits. So they're a huge piece of the screening process. But we screen language, fine motor, gross motor, problem solving, and social emotional. If there's any scores that are a little bit low, we know that's the area that we're going to center on, and we bring up that score.
And then we retest, and if it's still low, we refer to outside agencies, like early on, or the pediatrician.
So I have a development stage, and that's called potty training. Do you help with potty training?
Potty training is a big piece of parenting and what we do, yes. Absolutely.
I mean, that could drive a parent nuts.
The most important thing to remember is each child potty trains at a different rate. You cannot compare one child's progress with another.
I think that's a takeaway for today by itself.
Yes, I heard Tom yesterday on the phone talking with a grandchild about this issue. And I wonder how old, because there is no age. Because some children can be very young, not even 2 years old, which would be wonderful. And they're 3 going on 4, and they're still having issues.
We provide encouragement and support. There's no such thing as forcing the child to learn. So that's something to remember, is we can't force progress, but we can encourage.
That's correct.
So getting into more specifics, what about the speech of a child? Maybe it seems to be lagging behind. Is that anything that you help them, the parent or the guardian, with that, directing them to resources?
Yeah, so we have a lot of activities that will support language development, but if that ASQ says that child is scoring low, we'll go ahead and get them in touch with a speech therapist and get them going there.
So a caregiver may say, I know there's something, but maybe they don't know to what level. Is this normal for the age? You've got that criteria, so you can give that reference point. And sometimes you learn to live with it, and it probably should be, do something positive to help. And so you can observe that quickly and give that referral.
Yes, yes.
That might go dealt with until maybe they got to school.
Sure. If you don't have a home visitor in your life, which is fine if you don't, but we can definitely point those things out, and that early intervention can happen sooner for that child.
One of our other outcomes is school readiness, and so that's why the schools like to refer to our programs too, is because we're giving them the head start even before Head Start, and we can also work with the family while the child's enrolled in Head Start. There's even more people helping that family and helping that child succeed.
And Mary, you said Head Start before Head Start. Really, the home is the first place, and so you're helping them at the earliest age, and like you mentioned further, early intervention, addressing issues, helping them to stay before maybe even their peers or before they get labeled by their peers as being slow or whatever. You can help them get mainstreamed, and so they never have a social issue of being odd or something like that.
That's the potential.
Sure, and we focus a lot on their emotional health too. So, as important it is for the parents to have that self-esteem and confidence, it is for the child too. So we do a lot of that with them as well, building their confidence up.
So you talk to doctors, pediatricians, and they can send referrals to you, can talk to the parents and send referrals. What about like daycare centers? Because, especially maybe a single parent, she might be working, or, both parents can be working, so they send their child to daycare. Have you talked to any daycare centers or, to help them to maybe see if there's some issues where they should refer somebody?
Yes, we have been in contact with a couple of the daycares around town. I do want to do more outreach with them, though I haven't hit all of them.
We do attend monthly Great Start Collaborative meetings, which are all of the early childhood programs in the area together. And we share our resources with one another. Mm-hmm. We also share our openings with each other so that we can help keep our programs full. So it's a good collaborative effort. Mm-hmm.
So what does the community, what do they need to know to help you guys?
It would be great for the community to recognize that home visiting is not for bottom of the barrel, I need help, I'm getting my kids taken away type of situations. Home visiting can serve people that are involved in the welfare system, and they can serve very professional people out in the community and everybody in between. Everybody can benefit from home visiting services.
Mm-hmm. And so what more does the community need to know about your services? Because we might have people out there listening that they might know a family member or a neighbor or something, and they're thinking, well, you know, they're not parenting right, I guess. So can they call you and, like, get some ideas from you how to help this, you know, whoever they might be thinking of?
We really need the parent of the child to give us a call, and then we would be more than happy to speak with them. But it's just too hard to do that third-party support like that.
That's mm-hmm. good to know. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. But they could call here and say, okay, like, I have a grandchild. I know that they need help. So what can I do? Or what? How can I, like, refer? How can I try to get, you know, my son or daughter to get a hold of you? Mm-hmm. What would you tell them to try to do to help their grandchild?
You could offer some general tips, but ultimately we would encourage the family to self-refer. Because if somebody's trying to make somebody do a service, it's not likely to be successful.
So is there a phone number? Do you guys have a website? Yes. How do people contact you?
Okay. So us in particular is healingprivatewounds.org. They can go on our website and find out more about the program. And our phone number is 231-846-4495. If you would like to make a referral today, send an email to jen@healingprivatewounds.org.
Okay, so if somebody, they can go to healingprivatewounds.org, that's your website, mm-hmm. and they can also then find out about the Healing Roots program.
Correct.
There. Okay,
correct.
And what is the phone number again?
231-846-4495.
And this can be all confidential if somebody calls. They can be anonymous if they're just calling to find
sure.
out something.
It has to be, yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yeah. It's not like you're going to say, well, what's your name? What's your address?
Well, I mean, if they want the service, yes.
Okay, I understand that if they want the
but
service.
But if they just want a tip, we could give them some tips
okay.
anonymously.
Yeah. And they can also go to your website and maybe find out things that they could mm-hmm. maybe help do, right?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
We do. And Healing Roots has a Facebook page as well that I try to post parenting tips and resources, events around the community, that mm-hmm. type of stuff.
So Healing Roots has a website too?
A Facebook page. Yes.
And it's just Healing Roots?
Healing Roots, yes.
Okay, so that's it. So listeners, you can always go on Facebook, a lot of people are, and look up Healing Roots. Well, this has been wonderful and very educational.
Yes. For Strong Tower Radio, I'm Tom Majeure, and she's Jelaine Fenner here at Healing Roots. We'll see you next week. Bye now.